Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
So it may be a cliche, but there's usually a morsel of truth, a glimmer of truth in every cliche. The French have a saying when it comes to us. You Americans, you live to work. We work to live. And they shake their head at the amount that we work. And then again, you know, look, we can get into that discussion about which country is more productive. But their point is, look, we're going to enjoy our lives and try to find that work-life balance. A lot of younger people now are taking gigs where they have that work-life balance. A startling statistic, 70% of Americans do not take the vacation time that they are owed. I am not one of them. I take every week a vacation that I have coming. On your deathbed, nobody ever said, man, I wish I had worked longer. Usually they say, I wish I had done X, Y, and Z and seen this and seen my kids and traveled. Anyway, Julie Bauke is the founder and chief career strategist with the Bauke Group. And Julie joins us today on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Hi, Julie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm just flabbergasted by that statistic. Why don't Americans take the vacation time they have due?
So even before, so we're in a funny time right now, and we know that there's so much changing at work. But one of the things that has been a consistent for years is that Americans don't get near as much vacation time as other countries do, and then we don't take what we have. So this has been true for a very, very long time. Now, add on. And the reasons for that. Okay, so I'm afraid if I take my vacation time, I will not look like I care about my job. If I'm on vacation, they might decide they can live without me. If I take vacation, the work's just going to pile up and be sitting there when I get back. And so, and my boss never takes vacation, so I don't feel I can. That's just kind of a summary of why people have always been hesitant to take vacation. So now let's add on top of that, that the line between the office and home for many of us has blurred or gone away, and technology adds to that. So when we're at home working, you know, some people are, maybe they might take an hour to take a walk in the morning. And so there are people who are integrating time off with the work that with their work. And so there's just this, it's sort of this amorphous blob that our lives and our time has become. And some companies have responded to that. So over the years, you know, there'd be like, you have these many sick days, these many PTO days, and these many vacation days. Well, that has gone away the last several years by organizations saying, here's the number of days you have off, use them how you will, so that managers don't have to become administrators in tracking your time. Well, then what happened as a result of that is a lot of people still didn't take the time for those reasons. So now here comes the Gen Z and millennial folks who are saying, I'm going to take whatever you give me and I'm not going to feel bad about it. But what's really interesting, and you have alluded to this, I have clients that are baby boomers who are saying exactly the same thing, because we have learned that your employer, one of my favorite sayings is, your employer wants you until the day they don't, and you have to act accordingly. And we've realized that we are not, we're not disposable. I saw this meme on the place where all good memes show up, Facebook, that said, you know, your job, when you die, your job will be posted before your obituary is. And I think about that. So why are you not taking time? We routinely leave days on the table. In 2020, 5.6 days on average. In 2021, 4.6 days on average. So it's there's something in our psyche that says, I must be, if I take vacation time, they're going to decide they don't need me, and I need to be needed. And so, you know, I'm going to show how devoted and dedicated I am by not taking vacation. I think that will change as the younger generations start to be in the leadership role of the organizations. But it's a uniquely American thing, unfortunately.
Wow. But now,
yeah.
Now, Julie, smart bosses, which may be an oxymoron, but let's pretend smart bosses know that if you take a vacation and you can truly disconnect, you're going to come back refreshed. You're going to come back hopefully rested and maybe more creative and more productive. It's not just a matter of how many hours you put in. It's the quality, the productivity, the creativity that you bring to your job. Doesn't a vacation still do that?
Yes. But what happens a lot of times, people on vacation and they're still expected to check their emails. They still get phone calls. And it's making that complete disconnect between work and vacation. Very few people, and especially the higher level you are, actually get to fully disconnect. And so people come back and they're like, I don't even feel like I took vacation. So from a good boss standpoint, let's talk about good bosses. Not only should you do these things, role model taking vacation. So as a boss, take all your vacation. Second, encourage your people to take their vacation. Make it easy for them to take their vacation. And then third, set those boundaries around, you know, just say, look, we will not bother you. We will not call you. Maybe you have like a particular emergency that might come up. But just normalize the fact that when you're gone, you're gone. Because if you got hit by the beer truck, they wouldn't be able to call you. So when you go on vacation, pretend like they got hit by the beer truck and leave them alone. But there's just this frantic sort of, and now, you know, with all these open positions out there, you know, in a department of five people, we might have two open positions. So me and two other people are trying to do the work of five. Now I go on vacation, right. I'm right. Leaving my colleagues with, you know, the work, with my work as well. And so there's this strange brew of loyalty and fear and, you know, that we somehow were raised with. And it's just, I think it's really detrimental to our health and our relationships and all those things that truly matter.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Full confession, Julie, I have trouble disconnecting even when I'm outside of the United States, because I use the logic, and there may not be much logic involved, that if I don't check my email at least once a day, I'm going to come back to, you know, 2,000 emails, and it's going to be a living hell. What advice would you have? Of course, if there's an emergency, I want to be contacted, but how do you just put the phone down and live in the moment?
So, you know, you can, I would ask your traveling companions who don't want to see you sitting on your phone either to help you regulate and maybe just say, you know what? And I've known people who've said, I'm going to check in once in the morning just to make sure the world hasn't exploded. And, you know, that a customer isn't, you know, having a problem that only I can fix, but then I'm turning it off for the rest of the day. And so if you really feel like you can't disconnect, then maybe take that 30 minutes in the morning. But the problem is that sort of wires us up again and makes us kind of frantic about work. But what it also does, if you're on vacation, so set your email box to, I'm gone, you'll hear from me on March 15th, you know, in 10 days. But then, so let's say you've got that auto reply, you know, that auto responder set. And then, so I send you an email. I get that autoresponder and say, oh, you know, he's on vacation. And then you respond. I'm like, well, I guess you're not really on vacation. So part of this is you have to set those boundaries. So if you're on vacation and your boss emails you, you know, set those expectations up front that, look, I'm not going to be responding unless there's an emergency. And if you have a boss that's not okay with them, you know, I, you know, maybe it's time for a new job, because that's not okay.
I think there are enough.
Nobody's that important, you know?
Yeah. And there are enough good bosses out there and enough other jobs where maybe you can find a better situation and enjoy your life and disconnect on a real vacation. Author of the book, and I love this title, Julie, Stop Peeing on Your Shoes, Avoiding the 7 Mistakes That Screw Up Your Job Search. Julie Bauke from the Bauke Group. Thank you, Julie,
thank
for joining
so
us on CCO.
You too. Bye-bye.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The 3 conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.